Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back in it on a Thursday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Ben Maller, Nate Taylor later on in the show today as we gear up for a Monday night matchup against a Daniels-less Commanders. Announced yesterday about, noon? 11:30? Marcus Mariota will be the starting quarterback. And then, of course, Pro Football Talk had to make their most pointless tweet in the world.
Unbelievable. That guy can go kick rocks, seriously. And I even tweeted at Mike Florio
Richard of
yesterday.
The week.
I mean, the last time the Chiefs didn't make the AFC Championship game, they lost to Marcus Mariota. Yeah, a generation ago, Mike.
And the starting quarterback for the Chiefs was?
Alex Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, and I had somebody even reach out to me yesterday on Twitter. They go, my son was born. Oh, it was Alex Gold's nephew was born that day. He's 8. It doesn't matter.
What a life. So, yeah, that was the news yesterday that we were told in about 17 seconds, it spread like a wildfire, and it was the fact that Marcus Mariota will be the quarterback for the Washington Commanders on Monday night. The Chiefs then went from, they went from like 9.5 favorites to 11.5 in like a second.
Yeah.
So Chiefs, again, will have we'll get into that a little bit later of what my take is on that. But Trey Smith exited the game on Sunday against the Raiders with lower back issues.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be all right?
Yeah, that was the comment I got yesterday from somebody close to it. They said, yep, think he's going to be okay. I'm like, whoo, we really escaped that one, right, with Trey Smith. Even though Caliendo played well yesterday or Sunday.
It feels like yesterday.
It does. It really does. I mean, they only really played a half, so it's hard to really judge, you know, what was going on. But Caliendo, I thought, played well in Trey Smith's place and whatnot, but you want Trey Smith out there, obviously. The offensive line has been playing really, really, really good right now, and you don't want to lose that chemistry. And so from my standpoint, hearing that, man, we think he's going to be okay, that's a great sign to hear for Trey Smith moving forward into this game. And too, Justy, you get the extra day now with the Monday night game, for those lower back injuries. And one of our old friends, Paul McGannon, the former trainer for the Royals, he actually quote tweeted my tweet about Trey Smith. And he goes, and for those with lower back injuries, here's a little tip. Put a damp shirt on, turn your car seat heaters up to full blast and drive around. And that'll kind of loosen up your back a little bit. Now, I don't know if Trey Smith is doing something like that, but for all of us who have that tight back, you can do a little bit of that kind of damage as well to yourself, or not damage, but help to yourself, and hopefully make it feel better. So good news with Trey Smith. They think he's going to be okay. That was the news on a Wednesday. We know how weeks go, and Thursday's the next day, and we'll continue to see, with that back injury.
But today's their Wednesday.
Today is their Wednesday. So it was technically Tuesday yesterday when I talked about it on a Wednesday. And so here we sit. But no, but they think as of right now, they think they kind of, kind of escape something very serious. And we'll see, as the week moves along, how that back hangs up. And Monday night, hopefully he's ready to go and he can be out there. But obviously it's going to take the week to see. But as of right now, the early signs are they think they escape something,
It is kind of a bummer vibe, because you kind of want to see, we looked at the schedule, a couple months back before when it was originally announced, like, ooh, Washington, Monday night, Daniels, Mahomes. And now it's like, Now we have to take advantage of an injured team, I guess,
right,
and continue to keep moving forward and get ready for January. The other thing that was announced yesterday was NFL rule changes that will be
probably taking place because they had the winter meeting, or not winter meetings, but they had the mid-season meetings yesterday. Obviously, Jerry Jones was there. Woody Johnson was there. Yep. I'm sure Clark was there.
Oh, yeah, they're all here
about it, those guys. And
like all we needed really was Woody Johnson. Once he spoke, we didn't really need much more out of those meetings.
Well, Jerry was interesting, too.
Oh, did he speak? I missed that. What did he have to say?
Well, he talked to Diana Rossini yesterday, and basically she was like, you know, do you still, you know, think about the Micah Parsons trade? And he's like, well, you know, and then they were talking about the whole Max Crosby news that was loud and obnoxious, and then it was completely debunked as Max Crosby's like, nah, I don't want to go to Dallas, and I'd rather just suck my whole career and play in Vegas than go play in Dallas, is according to, you know, sources.
Right.
I want to win a championship in Vegas. Well, that's never going
to
happen.
That's not happening, pal.
Sorry.
Hate to break it to you.
So he'll be traded in the offseason. But no, I do think they're going to get that cat from Cincinnati if they continue to plunder. If they don't continue, they had a really good win against Pittsburgh on Thursday night. If they do plunder, I think that will be the guy that will...
Trey Hendrickson you're talking about?
I think that's who you would go get. But no, he basically was just like, yeah, you know, we have one win and it's a good win, but you know, it's riding high and all this sort of stuff, but we're fine with who we are right now. It's like, okay, cool.
Okay, great.
Got it. But no, the fourth and 15 and seven onside kick,
the best,
right?
I
like
love
the
it.
Onside kick rate is down to less than 6%. I think right now,
is it that high? Oh, success rate. Yeah. Okay. Success rate.
Yeah. Success rate is, I think it's about 6% of an onside. It's done.
Yeah.
We don't need to do it anymore because, one, you have to announce it.
Right.
One, you can't do it until the second half. You have to be behind. There's all these little nit-tucking rules about the onside kick. But now there's the fact that you can do the fourth and 15 instead of the onside kick, and that is a rule that I am all for.
Yeah, I love that rule. And I'm sure they're going to make it to the point where you can only do it if you're behind or something like that, as they've talked about over the years. Because when it originally came out, I thought, boy, the Chiefs would never have to punt, right? I mean, or kick off or anything, or ever play defense for that matter. Like, if you could go for it on fourth and 15 after every touchdown, I mean, you know, now with the way that this offense is moving in the right direction, I would do that more often than not if I were the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's a more exciting play, too, than the onside kick has been. And you have more of an opportunity to convert a fourth and 15 than you do with, they said, a 6% success rate. I would imagine converting on fourth and 15 is pretty much, you know, a higher percentage rate, especially now with some of these offenses that we see in the NFL and the offense that we're watching right here in Kansas City right now. So fourth and 15 instead of an onside kick, hell yeah, sign me up for that. I love that addition for the NFL.
Jonathan Jones X'd this yesterday. He said NFL EVP Troy Vincent told team owners today that it may be time to look at the fourth and 15 proposal that has been offered as an alternative to the onside kick. The lack of recoveries on onside has disappointed the league.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, you disappoint the league, league going to change.
The league's going to change.
The league wanted kick returns, and by God, did they get it.
Yeah, they did.
And we're seeing more of that. We're seeing, like, you know, a wrinkle in the system that, again, I've always said that, you know, your take is that the minute they take away free games is the minute the NFL becomes, you know, the peak of the mountain kind of goes down. Tinkering with rules, I think, is another way to do that, where it's like, well, back in the day, you know, you could just, well, this is something that I think is a tinker in the rules system that can actually make things more entertaining.
Right.
Now, I do think 15 is a little, I don't know, maybe a little liberal, like maybe you should make it fourth and 20.
Oh, you think it should be longer? Oh, yeah, interesting.
I mean,
okay.
You look at today's game.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how many 15-yard plays are in the NFL on just this Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can not play prevent defense on fourth and 15.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Mac, you love this rule. You hate this rule. Like, do you think 15 yards is enough?
I'd have to get some data to see what fourth and 15s be and compare it to that of an onside kick. But we want it to be a higher percentage.
Right.
Like, we want to get rid of the chore plays. We want to get rid of the plays where you can go, you know, finish your dinner, go to the bathroom. Like, we want to get rid of those plays. We want to watch a sport and have to be on the edge of our seat and not want to know what's going to happen next. I think fourth and 15 is perfect because it's doable for an offense. Like you're saying, you can get 15 yards, but also still gives the defense that big advantage.
And you go to fourth and 20, and now you're basically asking the offense to cover a fifth of the field on one play to try to get that.
Yeah.
So I think 15 does make a lot of sense. It's not easy for the offense to convert, but it's also not easy for the defense to stop. I think you got a good happy medium there. And I don't know, I would say you probably get a 50% conversion rate on that. I would guess. Maybe I'm being very
fourth
liberal
15,
with that.
Yeah, that's probably a little too high.
Too high? What do you think? Like a 30%
conversion
rate?
Yeah, I was gonna say like 30. Yeah.
Okay, that's still good.
I like that.
And it's more exciting, right, than the onside kick and
Detroit
everything else.
Detroit is gonna be the first team in NFL history to not roster a kicker.
Right, they may be, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
You mean a punter or a kicker?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, both. And that's where the Players Association will step in. You're costing us jobs here by having this deal in place. But no, I think it's better. I hate to be this guy, but the NFL with this rule is kind of doing what Major League Baseball has done over the last couple of years. Change the game, make it more exciting, make it better. Baseball had a peak, you know, the last couple of years with the games being fast. You know, base stealing is up big time in Major League Baseball. The bases are bigger to allow that kind of stuff to happen. You're not wasting time throwing over, as you mentioned. What did you call that? The chore plays?
Chore plays. Yeah, I don't know.
The chore plays where you kind of get up and do your thing. And, you know, back in the day, it used to be touchdown, extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial. Yeah. The NFL got rid of that. We saw that in college over the weekend, and people were complaining about it. The NFL has abandoned that, which is good. And they are. They're taking a page out of Major League Baseball. You can reinvent yourselves and get better and do cooler things to keep people more engaged in the game, to speed the game along, to give people more, as you said, non-chore plays out there where they're captivated by it. Yeah. Because I don't think anybody's getting up, whether it's at the stadium or at your home. All right, it's 4th and 15. We're down 4 with 2 minutes to go. We got the opportunity here. Because if you don't get the 4th and 15, then I think the ball gets placed at like the 35-yard line or whatever it is for the other team to take over. So it's a big swing if you go for it. You better damn well get it.
It's just, to me, it's... Because the first thing I think of is like Mahomes. I'm like, well, now this is going to cater to the Chiefs because Mahomes, I feel like they've got probably 2 full laminated sheets in the playbook that are just 4th and 15 or longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, this also swings to the advantage of the quarterback. Like if you have a guy that is confident, cool, collected in that moment where it's like, hey, I need a 15. Like imagine what the NFL combine will be now. Hey, it's 4th and 15. What's the play you're coming up with? Okay, let's see what you got. Okay, well, you know, we have a chance now to come back in games because now we have a guy that is, you know, cool, calm, and collected and poised in this situation where like a 15-yard pass is just another, you know, chore throw.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't mind it.
No, it'd be good.
Yeah, and then there's AI coming into the NFL. Roger Goodell told reporters the NFL is looking into how AI might be able to help out officiating in the future.
Can't stop it.
No, you can't. Dude, I try to tell you, Terminator 2 is the greatest movie of all time because it holds up. Skynet is running the world, and now they're leaking into the NFL where it's like, now they can go to artificial intelligence to get calls right. I don't like that.
I'm torn on this one. I don't like AI, but I also like getting the calls correct, you know? And so it's like, it's a balancing act that you have right now. As long as this AI stuff is not used in place of referees, used in place of people that get paid, that's where I am with AI. Once it takes away a job from a human being that was counting on that to feed their family, I'm out on AI. If you can bring AI in and utilize that as an accoutrement, if you will, to the human being, I'm all for that. But all of these companies are so damn cheap. I mean, NBC is using a dead man's voice to be their voice guy because they want to bring back nostalgia. Well, that takes a job away from somebody who could have been their voice guy. That's where I am with the AI stuff. I am anti-AI when it takes away jobs. I don't think that's the right thing to do. Like these robots cleaning the gas stations now. That used to be somebody's job that could do that.
Yep.
And so they're using AI to be cheap. That's where I have an issue with it. If you want to use AI in addition to your human beings, I'm all for it. So if the NFL wants to use AI to get a call right, I don't have a problem with that. As long as we're not replacing referees, chain gang guys, guys up in the booth, all that kind of stuff that are counting on income, I'm all for that. I do like the fact that in my world, like I think if you're going to go AI, you fire a coach midseason, AI coach takes over the rest of the way.
Oh, my God.
That guy will be better than half these dopes walking around this league right now. AI or Mike McDaniel? AI or Bill Callahan? AI or the guy in Arizona? AI or, you know, whoever else you want to put in there that's a terrible NFL? Aaron Glenn, right? Like, there are so many coaches out there right now that I think AI would probably do a better job than.
AI, back-to-back coach of the year.
and then they'll start just hiring AI. There will be no more coaches, and then all these teams will fall apart, and everybody will be like, well, what happened? Well, you used AI.
That is the slippery slope, though, with the officiating with the AI, because you allow it in for one call, and now it's 2 calls, and now it's like, well, really, what do we need this ref? We'll just have AI be this ref. And all of a sudden, you've got one zebra on the field. All the rest are now AI, and we're just going to computers. That is the scary part of it, but I'm with you, Bob. I feel like I'm constantly double standards with this AI stuff because it's so new. We're kind of trying to figure out, as humans, okay, where do we stand with it? Where are our lines? How do we use it? Do we want to use it? I mean, my little sister was calling ChatGPT Chad or Chadwick. Apparently, a lot of the kids are calling that now. I'm like, don't say that. That's weird to me. I hate that, giving it a name and a personality. But, like, obviously, there are really useful things for AI, you know, studying, cheating. Yeah. But also, this could help. I want the call right, too. But I don't know, man. It's hard.
Yeah, I definitely want the call right, but I don't want it to I don't want it to be used on every single call. Not every call needs to be reviewed. Not every call needs to be replayed. Not every call needs to be second-guessed, right? The problem that you do run into, though, is what we talked about weeks ago with AI. Give me the best movies from the 1970s. The Wizard of Oz is the one that pops up. Is AI going to call a holding penalty and say something was holding when it clearly wasn't, you know?
Yep.
Like those are the things that you have to, you know, work out. And I'm sure they'll tell you, oh, we've got that all worked out. We've already thought about all that. But have we, right? Like, people like the human element in things. And when you take the human element away, it does become stale. And to Dusty's point, what could drive the NFL away? All of a sudden, we got AI everything in the NFL. That's not interesting anymore. It's not interesting in any sport to have that.
Somebody says, sidebar, somebody's going to hurt themselves and trip over that robot at Quick Trip.
It's true.
It scared the absolute piss out of me one morning. I stopped at the Quick Trip on Nall to get gas. I was like, oh, I didn't get my coffee this morning. I'll walk in there and get it. Came right around the corner. I was like, oh, my
God. Hey, how you doing, Dusty?
It was like Wally.
Get your bum.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello, Dusty.
Hello, Dusty. But no, I think there's ways to utilize it, but there's also ways to utilize it in the right way. And I think a lot of people are utilizing it to cut costs, and that's where I'm anti-AI. Like, I'll be honest with you. We get, you know, copy here, which is, you know, copy points for commercials and whatnot. I got 4 pages of copy, and they need a 30-second spot. Well, I just copy it, post it in AI, say, write me a 30-second radio spot with all this. And it does that. I have no problem using it for something like that.
Very useful.
Very useful for something like that. It's not replacing somebody's job. It's not taking away somebody that's employed or anything like that. I'm using it in as an accoutrement, like I said, to my job. Once it starts to replace human beings, that's where we got to move on from AI, because nobody wants that.
They're also going to have the big game, the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Pro Bowl festivities or the Pro Bowl game is going to be Tuesday night of the Super Bowl week, starting this February.
Yeah, yeah.
So Super Bowl Sunday, Pro Bowl Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Nobody's going to play in it still.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, they're trying their damnedest with this thing, right? They're just trying and trying
Scratch it.
Like, how many times do you ask the girl out when she says no? Do you just stop trying, right? Like, and I think that's kind of where we are with the Pro Bowl. They keep giving us these options, these opportunities, these new ways they're going to make it better, and people are still like, there's got to be something better else, you know, to do out there than watch this thing.
My first thought was the players, because now you have a week. You finish your season, a week off, and then the Pro Bowl. The players aren't going to want to do that. They want to go straight from the season as quick as you can to the Pro Bowl.
Depends on where it is.
That's a huge deal, but, I mean, they're already in Cancun. They've got their family. They want to go.
Are they making it worth their while for these players
to
show up for this? Because you're going to have to. I mean, yes. If you want guys to show up to the Pro Bowl, well, write a check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not happening.
No, that's exactly right. The NFL, write a check. Hell no.
No way. Yeah, the Pro Bowl has, which is a weird take to have. It's been terrible since it left Honolulu.
It has been.
And I understand that field was terrible, but it was always after the Super Bowl. It was always after the season was over. It was always that Saturday following the Super Bowl on Sunday, and everybody played in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't, they were there. Because why wouldn't you go to Honolulu?
Right.
Unless, of course, your travel out conditions go fall through. But either way,
twice.
Yeah. I don't understand, you know, why you have something that's completely broken and you're just, it's like the printer copy or the Xerox copy from Office Space. Like, it doesn't work. And you bashing it over and over and over again isn't going to make it work any better.
Right.
And this is what you're doing. Like, it's just, the Pro Bowl sucks. The NBA All-Star Game sucks. The MLB All-Star Game is okay.
It's okay.
But it's losing luster. And no one really has an answer in any sport about how to do these things. And maybe sometimes it's okay to pull the cord.
And I think you nailed it, Dusty. And I'll take it one step further. We have so many entertainment options right now, right? And there's so many other things out there that we can consume. But also with the way technology has worked over the last 15 years, we don't need to wait for the All-Star game to see all of our favorite players. Like, you can just literally, you know, subscribe to MLB Ticket or NFL Sunday Ticket or Red Zone or NBA League Pass or NHL Center Ice or have a box and sit there and watch all this stuff and see all of your favorite players all of the time. Back in the day when you had three TV channels and you had the Saturday game of the week, it was a big deal to have events like this. Those times have changed too, and I'm sure they're still making some money on these games. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to continue to force feed them, you know, down our throats and whatnot. But it's just not the same. The fans aren't engaged. Think about it in 1980 or whatever it was. You get one baseball game a week, and then you got the All-Star game on that Tuesday night where all of the players are at once, and those guys played for their league back in the day. It mattered to those guys. It's changed, and that's okay. Things change constantly in life and in sports and in everything, and it's okay to make those adjustments and change some things on the fly and maybe say, this maybe isn't the best use of our time anymore.
I think the other thing, too, is that in a society now, and I know this because we've been told from, you know, reports from Instagram, people are interested within the first 3 seconds of an Instagram video.
That's about it, yeah.
You have 3 seconds to capture the audience. Otherwise, they're going to continue to scroll. Now, that's average. Right? That just means like somebody sees it, like somebody might see like my face on a video and be like, yeah, no, don't need to hear what he has to say, whatever. Or, you know, you see a clip, it's 3 seconds. And I think that games now, we've seen enough football throughout the season. We watched enough baseball games throughout the season. We've watched enough NBA throughout the season that I don't need to watch an entirely another game with the same players I've watched all season because it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think we all love home run derby, the 3-point competition, the dunk competition. The, what is it, hockey does like the plates behind the in the goal that you have
to target
and all that
sort
of stuff.
Those are awesome.
Like, we love the quick little fun stuff, and that's all it has to be, right? Just because you get 8 ounces of a filet, yeah, you probably could eat a 12-ounce filet, but 8's all you need. You don't need more than that. And
speak for yourself.
Right. But like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think with football, it's like, hey, have it after the Super Bowl. And have the 3 best quarterbacks go back and do the competition where they do the longest throw, the targets moving with the chalk on the end of the football.
And have it for like $10 million, too. And like, have a huge purse attached to
whatever
it.
Whatever it may be. So, I mean, I just think that we love in today's world, we love the quick, exciting, fun, captivating stuff. We don't need to sit back and be like, oh, I can't wait until the third quarter starts and they bring in Joe Flacco. No shot at him, but like, you're not watching the Pro Bowl to watch Joe Flacco play football. You want to watch Pro Bowl, you want to see stars do things that you can't do.
Yep.
We all can play football. We can't throw a ball 70 yards on a dot in the middle of a target and hit it. We can't run a, like, have a 40-yard dash, right? Have Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson line up and be like, all right, you two, deal it out. Or have Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson do a skill set competition. That, to me, is way more entertaining than watching 4 quarters of guys play that I've already watched the entire year.
Yeah,
play.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I love that idea. I think that would be great because what do? When we come in the morning, we're like, did you see that play last night? It's always something spectacular that nobody else can do. Oh, my God, did you see that catch by Jamar Chase where he went up and caught that thing by the point and fell into the end zone and got 2 feet in? Like, dance on the sidelines, you know, like get your 2 feet in, throw those balls and see if these guys can come down on the sidelines and do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
We always love talking about the stuff. Nobody walks in and goes, man, that was a great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Play by that second baseman, the turn, the double play. Like, we don't really talk about that. But when somebody does something spectacular, that's what we love about sports. Watching athletes do things that we could never, ever, ever possibly do.
It's great. Yeah, just, you know, it's... just highlights, quick plays. I don't need a full game. I don't need all that. But yeah, there was a lot of information there with the NFL and the changes.
Did they ban the tush push?
It's tabled.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.